USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An Illinois Democrat has been blasted for describing the deadly Christmas parade rampage in Wisconsin as karma for the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse and dismissing the tragedy as just self-defense. Mary Lemansky has now resigned from her position with the Democratic Party in DuPage County after her comments were widely shared, and Sommerkamp, the organization's executive director, told Fox News in an email. Republican Montana Senator Steve Daines implored just one Democrat to oppose the president's Build Back Better agenda that would most impact the poorest in society.
It's as if the Democrats are launching cash cannons of borrowed money across our country. It's going to raise the debt by $800 billion in the first 5 years at a time when we've got inflation. This is a hyperinflation bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday that he hopes COVID-19 boosters will increase vaccine durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or year.
We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year.
The chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, has been nominated for another term.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was nominated for a second four-year term by President Biden on Monday, extending a tenure that began with President Trump. The ex-investment banker is being asked to finish the most consequential revamp of monetary policy since the 1970s. Lael Brainard, the Federal Reserve board member who was the other top candidate for the job, was nominated as vice chair. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC giving the green light for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for all adults over the age of 18. The boosters approved for adults 6 months after they received their first two doses. The CDC strongly encouraging older folks and people with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday season. This has many people wondering if you now will need a booster shot to be considered fully vaccinated, to which former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News.
I think at some point they're going to, but not this year. I think eventually this will be considered a three-dose vaccine. But I would be hard-pressed to believe CDC is going to make that recommendation anytime soon, in part because of this debate about whether or not younger people who are at less risk should be receiving that third dose. In states where governors are looking to do this, and I think some local communities will do it, some businesses are probably going to do it quite soon. I think in cases where entities are going to mandate three doses for people who are 6 months out from the second dose, they're doing that because they're using the vaccine as a way to control transmission and try to end this pandemic. And, you know, there are people in the public health community who don't think that that's an inappropriate way to use the vaccine, but this is a debate that's going on right now in the public health community, and CDC's sort of stuttering approach to how they've embraced boosters is reflective of that debate.
More news always can be found by going to Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.